One and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today's the opening of the trial in which Squire Skimp is suing Lumman Abner for $1,000 as a result of his fall in the Old Fellows Theater a short time ago. As we look down the little community today, we find our friends gathered in the courtroom at the county seat. The trial is already underway, and at the moment, both lawyers are conferring with the judge, while Lumman Abner are wondering what's going on.
What are they doing now, Lum? What's the matter, anyway?
I don't think nothing's the matter, Abner. They're just arguing about something, looks like.
Well, why don't the lawyers argue out loud so we can hear them instead of standing up there whispering to the judge? We're the ones that's being tried, not them.
Well, if it's all legal stuff, Abner, some technicalities has come up more than likely.
Well, I'd love to hear what's going on. If we're going to get thrown in the penitentiary, I dog it. I want to know exactly what for.
Quiet. Everybody will hear you.
I don't care. Let them hear me.
Wait a minute. Here comes our lawyer. He'll tell us what they're discussing.
Well, I hope so. I ain't followed nothing that's happened so far in this trial.
What was it, Mr. DeLonges? Any trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all. Did you tell me that your Pine Ridge doctor was here in the courtroom?
Yeah, he come with us. That's him sitting over there in the second row. Doc Miller's his name.
Hey, is he being arrested for something, too?
Oh, no. The plaintiff just wants to borrow him.
Ah.
Well, Dr. Hurley's been called out in an emergency case and can't be here. So they need a reputable MD to explain the X-ray picture of Mr. Skimp's back to the jury.
Oh, I see. Who's Dr. Hurley?
Well, he's a local doctor here. He's a good man. He's the one who took the X-ray picture.
Well, I know Doc Miller will be glad to do whatever he can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'll go over and have a talk with him.
Look, Lum, does that mean that Doc Miller's going to be on Squire's side now?
No, it just means that we'll get a better deal out of it, I think.
We will, huh?
Well, you know Doc Miller won't try to make Squire's injury sound no worse than it actually is.
Yeah, but you know what Doc said after he seen that X-ray picture the other day? He said it showed that Squire must have sure enough hurt himself something wonderful when he fell down on a picture show.
Yeah, I know it. I wish they hadn't brought that thing up at all.
Hey, Lum, look at that gadget they're putting the X-ray picture on. See how it lights up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've saw them before. They do that so everybody can see it better.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I believe they're ready to get started.
Huh?
They're going to start up again.
Oh.
They got Doc Miller up there now.
Doggies, I hope he says something good for us.
Order in the court. Swear the witness, bailiff.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Your name, please.
Dr. Cyrus W. Miller.
All right, you're a witness, counsel.
Counsel? I thought Squire's lawyer was named Clark.
It is Clark.
Dr. Miller, you are an M.D., are you not?
I am.
And you've practiced in Pine Ridge and vicinity for a number of years?
Yes, about 35 years now.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Miller, did you examine an X-ray photograph of Mr. Skimp's back a few days ago?
I did.
Displayed at your right there is an X-ray photograph. Have you ever seen it before?
Yes, that's the one I looked at the other day.
All right. Now, will you tell the jury what injury or injuries, if any, that photograph reveals?
Well, the X-ray shows that there is a fracture of the transverse process of the first lumbar vertebrae.
Huh?
You see right here, gentlemen, just below the junction of the dorsal and the lumbar vertebrae.
I object.
Sit down.
Well, the other day, Doc said it was Squire's back that was hurt. Now he's saying something different.
No, Mr. Peabody. Those terms refer to the back. That's just medical language.
Oh, well, we never hit Squire no lumbar. I know that.
He never said we did. Sit down.
All right. He said something about lumbar, though. I heard him. Heard him myself.
Order, please. I suggest that the defendant confer with his counsel before making any more demonstrations. All right, continue, counsel.
Everybody here named counsel?
Hey, shout.
Dr. Miller, would you say that the injury indicated in the X-ray is of a serious nature?
Well, yes. In fact, it's more serious than I imagined it could be after examining the patient the night of the accident.
I see. But the X-ray does reveal such an injury as you described.
Yes, it does.
And would such an injury cause considerable pain and suffering?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. The usual symptoms are pain, tenderness in the region affected. The pain is more noticeable when the patient moves around, and there is sometimes motor and sensory paralysis, but apparently there are none in this case.
I see. Thank you. Thank you very much. The defense may have the witness.
Just one question, please. Dr. Miller, could a fall such as Mr. Skimp is said to have taken cause the injury shown in the X-ray?
Well, yes, it's possible.
But not probable, generally speaking, that is.
Well, that's hard to say. It all depends upon how the spine is struck and what it lands on in the fall.
Yes. All right, that's all.
Well, thank you, Doctor, for helping us out. All right, next witness.
We'd like to call Mr. Lum Edwards, Your Honor.
Well, call Mr. Edwards, please.
Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, you don't have to call me. I know what to do. I'm in the same business as you fellas are in. See, I'm just as...
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Why, sure, I do. Howdy, Jed.
State your name.
L. Edwards. Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township.
Sit down, please.
Mr. Edwards, I have here a letter which Mr. Skimp received while he was confined to his bed following the accident. Now, I want you to look at this letter and tell me if you recognize it.
Yeah, sure, I recognize that. Or two, I wrote it myself.
Is that your signature there?
Why, sure, can't you read? And that's Abner's signature right under mine there.
Thank you very much. May it please the court, I would like to read this letter and submit it as evidence. It reads...
Well, quote, I know what it says.
Dear Squire, we are awful sorry you got hurt falling down in our theater. We feel bad because it's our fault for not having more light in there so you could see where you was going. Anything we can do, be sure and let us know, because we feel responsible for the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
And it's signed by Lum Edwards and Abner Peabody. Mr. Edwards, this letter is identically as you wrote it, is it not?
Yeah, it's identical, all right. But I'd like to say right here that...
That's all. Thank you very much, Mr. Edwards. Your witness.
More questions?
All right, Mr. Edwards, that's all. Call the next witness, please.
But, Judge, I'd like to say a thing or two.
You'll have opportunity for that later, Mr. Edwards. Call the next witness.
Dadgummit, won't even let a feller test it.
Your Honor, we'd again like to call Mr. Skimp to the stand.
Very well, call Mr. Skimp.
Mr. Skimp?
Yes, sir. Here, Bailey, would you give me a hand, please? I'm pretty crippled up, I'm afraid.
Look at that, Abner. That ain't disgusting. He don't need to walk bent over that
old. Why, he could stand up straighter than that when he come in our store the other day.
Of course he could. He's even more bent over now than the other time he taken the witness stand.
Reckon he's had a relapse?
No, he's just working on the sympathies of the jurymen.
Huh?
Makes me so disgusted, I wish I could get up and walk right out of here.
Well, Lum, you can't walk right out in the middle of the trial.
Mr. Skimp, earlier today, you told the court how you purchased a ticket at the theater operated by Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody. How you entered the theater, and because of improper lighting, you stumbled and fell and did not regain consciousness until you were home in bed under the care of the doctor.
Yeah.
And how, since that time, you've suffered untold pain and agony.
Oh, yeah.
Now then, up to the time of the accident, what was the state of your health?
Well, up to that time, I'd enjoyed the very best of health. Never knew a sick day in my life.
Yes. Now, did you ever have any other accidents that might have caused any injury to your back?
No, sir, I never did.
Did you ever have any other accidents or receive any other injuries of any kind?
Well, the only thing of that nature that I can recall was the bullet wound I received in action in the Spanish-American War, when, as a mere lad, I led a company into battle to fight for the glory of my country's flag. And to this day, I still carry that bullet lodged in my body.
I object, Your Honor, on the grounds that it's immaterial and irrelevant.
Objection sustained.
All right. That's all, Mr. Skimp. Defense may have the witness.
No questions.
Well, I think we better have a recess here. The members of the jury will recall the admonition I have given them, and I trust that they will adhere to it. The court is now in recess for 5 minutes.
Doggies, did you hear that fiddle prattle the squire was telling about getting wounded in the Spanish-American War? He never was in no war.
Well, he might have been, Abner.
I doubt it.
But he never got that bullet that way, I know that. He told me himself he got that in a duel in St. Louis once.
St. Louis? Well, I heard he got it in Kansas City. Got in some kind of a scrape up there.
Well, it was something like that. I recollect once he showed me the scar where he claimed the bullet went in him.
I don't know what he want to bring that up for anyway.
Oh, he's just doing that for the benefits of the jury, man.
He ain't claiming we shot him now, is he?
No. He figured that if he... Wait a minute.
Huh?
I just happened to think of something. Abner, do you recollect what was the name of that doctor that couldn't get here today?
Oh, I don't know. Hurley, I believe they said. Hurley or something like that. Wait a minute, there's Grandpappy Spirit. Hi, Grandpap.
Well, me say, sit your trial. Did you hear Squire say he got a bullet in him in the Spanish-American War?
Yeah, we just talking about that.
I know good and well he got that over in Oklahoma once.
Oklahoma? Why, he never done no such a thing. It was in Kansas City where it was at.
Oh, sure, Oklahoma.
No.
He sold some feller oil well that done went dry, and the feller just up and shot him. That's what I heard.
No, the way I heard it
Peabody.
Was...
Peabody, where's Mr. Edwards? I want to talk to him for a minute.
Why, he's right here. Oh, wait a minute. Dogus, where is he?
Didn't you see him? He got up and went out just a minute ago.
Went out?
I sure got his hat and coat off the hall tree over there and left.
For the land's sakes, well, I never thought he actually meant it. For the land's sake, so
he never meant what?
Why not 5 minutes ago, we sitting here talking, and he said he wished he could get up and walk right out of here, but lo me, I never figured he'd do it.
Well, no matter where he went, Mr. Peabody, we've got to find Mr. Edwards right away.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.